My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin invites his fake girlfriend to his real vacation place. I wish he invited Pip and I to the Atlantis, for Pete's sake. You know how hard we work for him, and he doesn't even have the... All right, listen and enjoy.
And I sent her a link for the Atlantis, where I was going to work.
Oh.
For New Year's. She goes, can't see the site on the phone now. We'll check it out when I get to the cafe. What is it about? On Blackberries, can you... She has a Blackberry. Can you check an internet website? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know either.
All right. I go, a resort in the Bahamas, beautiful high-end beach paradise. She goes, wow, cool. I go, want to come?
Oh, my God.
I just invited my fake girlfriend to my real place.
Wow.
This is like a country song.
I just invited my fake girlfriend to my real place.
It's a pretty good joke.
I just wonder when she comes, which one will be her face?
You guys are onto something. I think we have a third scammer song. The country remix. All right, are you guys a little bit blown away by this?
Yes. That you would ask her
blown
to do...
Yeah, blown away by you, not her.
Yeah, by
really?
You. That you'd ask her to do a real-life thing with you? Now, what does she say?
Because if she says yes, what's your deal?
Yeah.
Well, shit just got interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Much like when Joe was romancing Mavis and living in Virginia Beach. But she lives in Lynchburg. I can't meet her. She's fake, stupid.
it's very
She's one state
that.
Over. I can't have... Don't you forgot one key point. What? She's fake, stupid.
She's in Africa, you asshole.
Forgot that.
But yes, it was a very ballsy move.
I think so.
But you know what? I wanted to up the end because I got to convince her that I'm real. I'm legit.
Yeah.
And really, it'd be lovely. The wife wasn't coming. The kid wasn't coming. I had 2 weeks in paradise. She goes, wow, cool. I go, want to come? She goes, yep.
Yep.
See, there's parts of Atlantis I didn't tell you guys.
I think so.
Really?
All right. She goes, I'll be there the first 2 weeks of the year. You could stay with me.
I'm sorry, we're both just standing at him, staring at him like, what?
I figured...
Well, this is where he's going all in. It's like a card game here.
All in.
He's going all in. You know, I got, so what do you got? $10. All right. He just shoved all the chips in.
Yeah.
Calling the bluff.
All right. I'm dying.
Did you see that coming?
No. So what'd you do?
She goes, yeah, I want to come, but how do I get there? I go, gotta fly. Stupid.
I'm going to send a dolphin for you.
They're at the Atlantis. Look for Flipper.
I have one of those swim noodles you can borrow.
She goes, we'd need a plane ticket for that, you know.
Yeah.
Start saving.
I can give you some money when you get there. Can't promise more because a lot is up in the air.
Oh, God.
She goes, you know I can't afford a plane ticket.
Right.
I go, okay.
Take a train.
It's fucking great. I go, okay. I thought maybe somebody could let you borrow it. I feel like I should end it right here.
No.
Bullshit.
I go, she goes, why don't you come for me so we go together? She wants me to fly to Ghana, fly across the fucking world, so I can go 3 hours from my house.
You know what a margin is in a travel gig, bitch?
That's Farty Joe doing the math. Yeah. And I'm not even going to tip the staff.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, okay, I thought maybe could let you borrow it. She goes, why don't you come for me, and then we go together. I go, I can't fly to Ghana, then fly to the Bahamas. She goes, so what do we do now? Get naked. No. I said, I guess we can't make this happen.
Well, Trucker Thompson, do it like the cabana, float over an Oldsmobile.
Like the Cubans?
Yes.
It's fucking Ghana, stupid.
You need a Cadillac.
Yeah, you need a bigger car. She goes, I guess so. I go, would have been nice. She goes, yes, because I would love to be with you at this beautiful place. I go, I would have loved it too. You can't be fiction if your brown skin is shining in the nice Bahamas sun.
Wow.
So let's just analyze this, because Joey's right. I am all in. Because if she fucking's coming.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You're calling her bluff. You know she's not.
Yeah, she can't.
I'm 95%.
You know she's
I'm 95%. But you know what? If we go by what Joey's thinking, where she's scamming other people and this is all part of her scam, if she's scamming other people, theoretically, she could have money coming in, which explains why she can bullshit with me all day.
She could actually have money. Yeah, Trucker Tom's, holy shit!
Well said, Tom.
His signal went out, so I gave him that you invited the Blinda to the real gig, and he's like, holy shit! It's like, yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's not the slam dunk we think it is.
We're not certain that she doesn't have the money, and she couldn't, find her way there.
That's true.
Now, Dev, I want you to repeat what you said a couple of seconds. She has a couple of guys.
Well, your theory is, because Pip's kind of been like, maybe this is real. You've been pretty steadfast. You keep on moving the goalposts. No, this is a hoax. This is a hoax. This is a hoax. And we said, but she's talking to me for so long, and she's getting no money out of me.
Right.
So if you use your line of thinking that she's hoaxing me,
right,
she could still be hoaxing other people and getting her money there,
now,
which is why
stop,
she can waste so much time with me.
Yeah, right. Now, stop right there. Waste time with you from the convenience of her own cafe or hut or wherever the hell she's living.
She's not Jabba.
But not in so much to get a plane ticket and fly to Atlantis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's making enough of a guy where she can horse around and play games with you, but not so much that she's going to buy a ticket and go to Atlantis.
No, this is big business. These people taking thousands and thousands of millions.
I know,
but
you'd have to get vacation time from the head guy.
Who says she can't work from Atlanta?
If this would work, then if she could go there in person and rake in a big fish
this? So for $3,000, because remember, I'm a successful comedy porn writer. For $3,000, I'm saying I'm going to pay for shit. For $3,000, she comes in. Now the money's going to flow.
Well, you said...
Because she's real.
Well, stop. You said you could pay for some of it, but not all of it. There's still a very...
Because I said because a lot is up in the air.
Well, that's the thing is you left a very big gray area. So you went kind of all in but left a gray area behind
you. Well, she could have said yes, Joe.
Well, Tom says, oh, poor third world phony.
That's not very nice.
And then he says, laughing my ass off.
What?
And then he says, laughing my ass off.
She goes, yes, because I read that. She goes, yep, I would show you how real I am.
Oh,
I go, it would have indeed. Would you have been cool with sharing a room? She goes, that would be nice.
Oh.
And you could still make it happen if you really want to.
Oh, my God.
Well, the old gag is send the money for the plane ticket and the bitch don't show up.
Yep, that's what the underlying meaning
is. That's the play.
That's the play.
Now, let's say you sent her the money.
I'd be out $3,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think if I sent the money, she was coming.
There's going to be no knock at that fucking door except the maid yelling housekeeping if you get that because you're only not tipping her.
You look different than your picture, but come on in.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.